emergency measures. We're taking over the airwaves. Right, I'm going to get that into the chat. And if you're listening on Brooklands, hello. There's a change to the advertised programme, which is MacBites are taking over the airwaves. Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBites headquarters, day 18. Started well, didn't it, guys? You see, if you're just listening on catch-up, it just sounds perfect. A little bit like Jonathan when he joined us first time on Skype and landed awkwardly. Yeah, absolutely fine. All smooth, hasn't it? But if you're with us live, you'll know it's been a bit of a rush. Right, we've got technical gremlins, so we're actually doing something very strange. And I'm going to start with this now. Mike sat next to me in a pair of jogging pants. But on the top, he's got...
My sweatpants.
But on the top...
On the top, I'm in a shirt and tie, and I'm about to put a jacket on. Shall I explain all?
Yes, explain right. All, Mike.
Well, when I go to my Catenian meetings, the normal attire is shirt, jacket and tie, although some of the groups have got a little bit modern and have ditched the ties. But this group tonight are traditional. But we've decided to, well, they've decided, and they want me to facilitate it, to do an online meeting via Zoom. But they want to keep their dress code. So
I agree with them. I think it's nice.
At the top half, I wear the jacket and tie and shirt. And the lower half, I've got my sweatpants on.
But at least you've got pants on. So you go in and sort your meeting out, Mike. Do let them know that if they're trying to listen on Brooklands, we've hijacked them.
This is what newsreaders are probably like.
I can assure you it is. And I've got a blog post half written about that, like everything else.
What, newsreaders?
Yes, a blog post about newsreaders. Right, I'm going to keep putting in the chat that the audio is coming to you on Brooklands 196, or you'll be listening to the wrong thing and wondering what on earth we're talking about. So that's what happened at the...
One of the Catenians wonders what's going on.
You fill them in. Hey, we might get listeners, never mind. So that was the inelegant start to the show, but hey, we are here now. And on the upside, things can only get better. I should play that, because on Brooklands I can play music. Could be a riotous night. Get to your meeting.
Carry on.
No, because you'd only put your Freddy outfit on, like Friday when you put your Agnetta wig on. Saturday, rather. Go to your meeting. Get on with it. Yes, go. Right, so I'm here. How is everybody? Now we're all on here. We've had a busy old day. And as I put in the email, if you are on the email list, an interesting old day. So let me start with something that the Brooklands people will approve of. Got message today from the priest. Remember the video that I put together? It was so well received. He's had over 350 views of the video, over 1,000 hits on the church website looking for the video. He's going to do another mass this weekend and all of the Easter masses, and he's taking them online. Live streaming's a little step too far for him, but all of the Easter masses, which is Thursday night, Friday afternoon, Saturday night and Sunday morning, are all going on online. So somebody is going to have a very busy Easter, which leads me nicely into the next thing that happened today. Who remembers what I say about our holidays that Mike and I have? Who remembers what I say? Let me know in the chat. Are you all still there? It's telling me I'm on air, so hopefully I am. Let me know, what do I always say about the holidays? So the holidays in question would be being a good day. Good, Jonathan, good. The first holiday that I remember, well, when I was a child, every holiday was the same. Spending the day trying to get my 90-year-old's food pickup and delivery. I feel your pain, Kim. We had much excitement last night. Mike managed to get a slot. We had a delivery this week, no dog food, no toilet rolls, but Ninja Nina took care of it. But he actually managed to get a slot. But the thing that's happening is, you know, you get a slot And the slot is over 3 weeks away. So you put your stuff in the basket. You are only allowed three of anything. Doesn't matter what, anything. So obviously, what's then happening is, say you've got, I think what we were looking for was some salt, and it wasn't to actually eat the thing. It was all to do with preserving stuff. There was a bag of salt that was like 750 grams, and there was a bag of salt that was 150 grams. And of course, they're out of stock of the 750 grams, but you can only have three of the 150. So if you could have ordered three of the 750, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. So that was, you can only have three of any individual item. So obviously, who's going to buy 3 2-litre bottles of water when you can buy 3 5-litre bottles of water? Why not just put a maximum on it? But don't get me going. So we sorted that out, and we were putting things in the basket. Then it kicked out an error and said, you've got more than 80 items in the basket. Yes, I know, but three of them are tiny piddly packets of things because I can't buy a bigger packet. No, you can only have 80 items or less. So then it became a game of shopping roulette as to which stuff bit the dust to get it out of the basket. But what was left in the basket at the moment was 80 items for delivery back end of April. So Mike's saying, this is ridiculous. He's going mental. And I'm saying, do you know what? He said, what if I wanted to put something more in it later? Then I'm going to have to make a decision about what to take out. And I said, no, because stuff will just drop out over the next 3 weeks. That's what's been happening. So that's where we're at with that order. But fair play to him. He got a slot. I've had a basket full of stuff at Morrison's for the best part of coming up for 7 days. 7 days tonight it was. And I can't get a slot. Full stop. 7 days, no slot. Anyway, let's get back to our holiday. So Kim says, did you get it? Not yet. We're on TeamViewer, which was a big chore, but you can see the screen, which makes it easier. Well, at least you're on the right track. Fingers crossed for you, Kim. So our calamitous holidays, there's a whole range of them. There was when I was a kid, my dad had a nightmare and put his hand through the window of where we were staying. Cut his wrist, had to drive to the hospital. I think I was about five. Woke up, found him not there. Then there was the one that my dad was the only driver. Obviously, I was about nine and my mum didn't drive. And he somehow bust his knee. So he ended up on crutches and couldn't drive. We at that stage were 350 miles away from home. So that was a really great holiday, that one was. What else happened? Oh, there was the one where Dad decided it would be a grand idea to go camping and promptly set fire to the tent. Not even joking on that one. That's not a joke. I ended up in hospital for 2.5 months. Mum was in hospital for 2 weeks and Dad was outside trying to light a cigarette. Don't ask. Won't tell you what we said, and I was only 10. So holidays, don't really have that many good memories, let's say. But Mike and I decided, I'm not big on holidays. This is why. So Mike said, no, we'll make some good memories with holidays. And Mike and I did have a couple of sort of days away that were great. And then it came to the summer of 2013. And my dad was getting progressively more ill. And we had a holiday booked and we'd plotted and planned exactly what we were going to do in this holiday. So it was incredibly important to us. And Dad went in for hospital for a test, completely innocuous, and then was so ill they wouldn't lay him out. So our holiday turned into taking Mum up there, picking Mum up, going doing all in Mum's shopping. I don't remember that holiday. Holiday, air quotes, holiday. Then the following year, it was like, right, we're going to have a really good Christmas holiday. And we were all ill. We all got colds, which, given, you know, it wasn't coronavirus, it was nothing serious. But you just don't feel up to it when you've all got a cold. Then we had a few days that were nice with Maya. But we decided that the year before Christmas holiday was so shocking that in the Christmas holiday of 2014, it would be great. We would book off 5 weeks. It would be fabulous. That was when Mum got ill. So I thought when it came into January, poor Mike is probably blessed relieved to get back to work. And it's sort of gone on like that ever since. We booked a big holiday in 2015 and the extension ran over. So we ended up living in a building site. So that was a good one, 2015. 2016, I think we were ill again. And 2017, we had to get all the carpets in. Of course, 2019 was Mike's dad. So we decided we were going to keep our holiday as it was, which is Easter. So Mike would finish on a week tonight. And we'd have Good Friday through to a week the following Monday. So we'd get like 10 to 12 days out of only a few. Guess what? Cancelled. Now, luckily we weren't going anywhere, but that's not the point. We were going to do all those niggly little things in the house. We want some fence panels changing at the back. We want some work doing on the front gate. And of course, there's no way anyone's coming out to do it. So I said to Mike, is there much point? So he went, well, no, not really. I said, and I'm actually surprised that work haven't said to you, you know that holiday, could you kind of bin it? Anyway, he logs into the system where he books training for other people to find out that all of the training courses that he'd put on, these training courses are now highly in demand. So he'd put on a whole range of training courses over a 4-day period for Excel. Every one of them was bright red, these training courses. I said, what does that mean? Thinking, you know, if they've been cancelled. And he said, no. He said, that's when they're absolutely to capacity and there's a wait list. So I looked at it and I said, so holiday not happening. He went, well, it would be good to support the business, wouldn't it? So no holiday. I think we'll probably get Good Friday and Easter Monday. I think we'll have to before we murder somebody. So we'll probably get that. But the rest of our holiday? Yes, another calamitous holiday at MacBite's headquarters. Now, the government are bringing in legislation to enable you to carry your holiday over for up to 2 years. Now, Mike's official position on carrying on a holiday, carrying it over, is 2 months, which would, his holiday year finishes the end of June, so he would be able to take it in July or August. But I don't know about you. Can't see July, August being a particularly good time to take a holiday. So he made the offer, fell on his sword and made the offer. And he's booked a load more Excel courses. So we're just manfully carrying on through this. Holiday's dim and distant memory. Dim and distant memory. However, we already have 4 weeks booked off at Christmas. So I'm thinking, just tag the rest onto that and take 2 months off. That's our plan. Don't tell anyone, because the minute anybody finds out, no holiday at all. That's the plan. So, hang on, Anthony said, once booked a luxury holiday chalet in Cornwall to find it was a porter cabin on an industrial estate. That sounds like one of our holidays. I bet we booked it for the week after you. Do you know what? It's lucky that I'm a home bird. Because Mike said to me the other day, you've waited 50 years for this, haven't you? And I went, yeah, I'm fine. I am absolutely fine. So I'm not going stir crazy. Ask me again in another 3 months and I'll let you know. So Jonathan says, was it you who said you have a 2-litre bottle of water on your desk? I've had one by my feet today and I've drunk so much more than I would usually do without thinking. I do, Jonathan. What I actually have, I have 2 plastic bottles that are refillable. These AquaSafe bottles. One is 850 ml and the other, I believe, is 500. So the first thing I do in the morning is come into my office, put the bottle on the desk and fill it and neck the lot. So I've had 500 ml of water before I even start. So next to me on the floor, I have at least one 2-litre bottle of water, but sometimes up to 3. Depends on how much I've used from the day before. And I fill the bottle up again and I try and track it by drinking it from my little drinking bottle. But when it's not next to me, I go stir crazy. I need water next to me all the time. So, yes, that's exactly what I do. Gamify it. Fill it in your activity tracking, monitoring, healthy thing. And it's nice to see the little bottles fill up or however it works. I've got one app that uses little bottles and I have another where you put the numbers in. But you just get used to it. You really, really do. And it is important because you think to yourself, I'm not going out as much. I wouldn't need to drink as much. I would say we get through at least 3 bottles a day in the office. And I don't see Mike drinking more than 2 litres. So I probably have at least 4 to 5, I would say. I just drink a lot of water, but then that's all I drink. If you have a cappuccino or your espresso, it all counts as fluid, you see, and mine's just water. So Kim says, went camping one time when we were coming home, a tornado was headed the same direction. Oh, good grief. My dad took his foot off the gas and the car was still going over 60 miles an hour. Oh, that's terrifying. Oh, wow. We had a tornado here, but it was ever so tiny. I mean, I've seen footage of tornadoes and you think that they're huge things. This was ever so tiny. It was focused on about, probably about 100 square yards, and it ripped roofs off and upended cars, but literally in such a tiny space. You looked 5 metres up the road and everything was fine. That only happened about 9-10 months ago. So I guess it can happen anywhere. That is terrifying. We don't tend to have extreme weather like that. We have lots of rain. Manchester is renowned worldwide for its rain. But that's just scary. All right, so Anthony says, I've got 2 thermos cold water bottles, insulated so you can have chilled water, but you don't get the condensation. Good idea. And these things are some kind of special plastic. Not plastic. Well, they are plastic if you're with me. You can see through them. But there's some kind of special thing. There's an award thing on the bottom, aqua something. And I actually bought a special brush to clean them with. A very soft, like washing up brush. And that lives in the bathroom. So it gets cleaned every day. Which also means that in the bathroom, we have a bottle of washing up liquid. Do you know apple flavoured smelly washing up liquid? It actually works quite well on your hands. I've made that many mistakes with it. I just keep going in and grabbing something to clean my hands with. And yeah, it smells lovely. It smells lovely. So, yes, holiday cancelled. Water, drunk. Right, what else happened today? Done that. Where's my little note that I had? Oh, yes. I mentioned this in the mail. This was exciting on so many fronts, which is terrifying in itself. We had an order. I'm sure I mentioned this to you because it was missing in action. I don't eat potato. I'm starch free. But I thought if this rumbles on, you could do with having something like everybody's buying Rasta rice and pasta or Rastas. I've just merged the two together. Hello, Tracy. Can somebody let me put that in for Tracy? Hopefully she'll catch up with us. Let me know when you can hear me. Right. What was I saying? Yes, the thing that went missing. So it was potato. And I thought, well, I can't get any rice. I can't get any gluten-free pasta. Potato will just have to do, but in an emergency. So I got the freeze-dried stuff that you rehydrate with water or milk. And I thought, it'll do in an emergency. No intention of eating it, but in an emergency, that's what I would do. So I ordered some. It was hideously expensive. I remember mentioning this. It was 4 bags because you bought them in 2 packs of 2. Way, excellent, excellent. Perfect, Deb. Absolutely perfect. We had a calamity at the start of the show. MacBites FM server, the audio server that we use, is down. Brooklands is still using a different server. Mike is in the process of transferring it, but he's got a different server. So we've hijacked the Brooklands airwaves. He's in another meeting. He's facilitating an online meeting tonight, a very important meeting. Once a year, they have a special meeting where they install new offices, is what they call it. So he's doing that. So hopefully everybody is in that meeting with him and not wondering why MacBites has taken over Brooklands. This is how complicated it got. But as I was sat here thinking, where's the plan B? Hijacking Brooklands was the plan B. I should have put something on there. I'm just keep posting it in because I haven't got the thing to go in and edit a graphic and all of that. But yes, if anybody comes on and it isn't working, then that hopefully they'll let us know in the chat and I can post that the audio is coming to you on Brooklands. So that's the plan. So my potatoes didn't arrive. They were due to arrive last Thursday. Didn't arrive. So I gets on to the company. Can you leave it till Saturday? Gets to Saturday. Hadn't arrived. I'm thinking to Mike, you know, no way these potatoes are arriving. So he said, well, leave it till Monday. Gets onto the company again. Still no sign of these potatoes. These bags of dried potatoes. So this stage was like, I'm thinking I'm going to get a refund on these potatoes. Do you know, if I could just get into a local shop, I could probably buy about 67 bags for the same price. So we got an order today and Mike said to me, there's an order here. I said, what is it? He said, I don't know. I said, well, is it big, small or what? So he said, it's quite small. So we looked at it and we had no idea what it was. I said, it's not the potato, because that would have weighed quite a considerable amount. It would have been 8 kilos. So I'm looking at it. I'm like, no, no. And then I said, oh, I know what it is. Kim will like this. It's the toothbrushes for the dog, the finger brushes. So he said, well, I'll bring it all wrapped in a towel and we'll get the cardboard off and then we'll clean it. I said, don't worry, I've not got the toothpaste yet. Just leave it downstairs to de-louse. So we remembered what that one was. They should tell me on the outside what it is. Anyway, much later, Mike comes to take the dog out. And normally he goes out the back, which means opening the gates near the car. And I'd said to him about 10 days ago, not much point doing that. Why don't you just go out the front? So he said, we'll go out the front. Far easier. Lola doesn't know whether she's coming or going, poor girl. So he comes to take Lola out. She's in full suit and regalia and half a dozen leads after last week's escapology. And opens the inside door, takes a step into the porch to find he couldn't get out. There was a big delivery. So he said, you expecting anything? I said, no. Who's it from? So he looked and he said, I said, is it Amazon? He said, no. I said, oh, right. He said, it's huge and it says fragile on it. I said, no, I've definitely not spent money on anything. Definitely not. So he says, I'll bring it up. But that meant, of course, that Lola was all suited, booted, ready to go and couldn't go anywhere. So she's doing the fandango downstairs. He drags this thing upstairs. I looks at it. It was amazing in more than one regard. It had all the fragile tape on it, but it also said who had delivered it. This is a first, believe me. Hermes had made a delivery. Not just to a neighbour or something, to the house. It was amazing. Even more amazing, it was the potato. So not only did the potato arrive, yay, but it arrived at the door delivered by Hermes. I am amazed, astounded. But at least it's here. So that's our backup plan. Oh, Kim got toilet paper. Oh, 3 weeks. That we're on about 3 weeks at the minute. So you'll be able to get some food, band-aids. Oh, dear. That's serious. Do you know, the one thing that I could keep the entire street in, and I'm not even joking there, is band-aids. I had a bit of an accident last year in the garden. I do the hedges, which my mother put in. We are on the corner, and because we're on the corner of a block, we have a lowish wall. People started sitting on it, and it really bugged her. So when she decided my father was going to redo the garden, she researched plants for plants that were really scratchy. So on this corner where people were sitting and putting their feet and stuff, she put in some pyracantha. Now, I don't know if you know pyracantha. It's lethal. It's got very, very strong points or spikes on it. It would literally tear you to shreds. Nobody has sat on the wall since it went in. So normally I'm out there and I'm doing the hedges with my huge hedge trimmer. It's about 6 foot long. And there's no issue. But on this particular day, when I came in, I had a tiny splinter. No problem. I thought it was just a tiny splinter. Anyway, it came out. That was that. But about 3 weeks later, all of a sudden, my hand, and I could still feel that it was a little bit sore, but it was on my second finger on my left hand. It just spontaneously started bleeding. So I thought, oh, it's that splinter. It'll be fine. It'll come out. Oh, dear. It went weird. It went very weird. And I thought, I'll have to cover it up. One, it looks gross. But two, if I don't cover it up, Rachel, who's a nurse, will have me down to A&E that fast. My head will spin. And I thought, it's a scratch, it'll be fine. So I needed some plasters. So I said to Mike, can you just get me some plasters? I said, and don't bring me the ones that are like fabric-y because they get wet. So he brings in some clear plastic looking things. I struggled like heck to get one of these on and I loathed them. But they were all we could get. So I said, I'm going to need another box because I was putting about two a day on. So he brings me like three or four more boxes. Anyway, in the meanwhile, I discover how these things are supposed to work. They're genius. I've never seen Band-Aids like them, but they've got a very thick outer piece of card on the top. You peel off the thin paper on the inside and put it on your finger. And then instead of pulling it and stretching it too far, the thick cardboard on the top, all very technical this, enables you to like wrap it around your finger and it always goes on perfect. But it took me quite a while to work out how they worked. So I said to Mike, those Band-Aids are fabulous. Get me some more. And I ended up with a plaster on this finger. I'm sure you will have seen it in After Hours a while back, for about a year. So I was going through quite a few plasters. So every time Mike went out, he'd buy two more boxes. We actually have an Amazon box in the bathroom full of plasters. Eventually, and I do mean eventually, it healed itself. I've got a little bit of a bump left where it was, but considering it looked like a leg ulcer, it was that bad. Anybody who had seen it would have had me to the hospital, and I'm like, it'll be fine, I'll cure it. I tried all sorts on it, including like, you know, powdered unicorn horn. Anyway, it's all right now. But if you need Band-Aids, I can get Band-Aids to you. I've got plenty of them. Yeah, Lola did get out on her walk in the end, so she was very, very happy. Amazed, absolutely, Kelvin. I couldn't believe it. They've never delivered anything. The nearest they got was delivering it to a house about eight up the street. And instead of putting on it, you know, we've left it at number whatever. We've only got eight houses on our road. So, you know, if you said like, if the number was 1 to 8, I know where to go. But they'd put a name on it and I said, I've no idea where this person lives. So we went through everybody on the street and decided it wasn't on our street. But we are on the corner of a main road. So I said, what he's done is he's delivered it on the main road, but it just said on it, like left it with Frida. Who's Frida? Where does she live? We literally had to go out and start knocking on doors looking for this thing. Found it in the end. He delivered it about 12 houses up. It was ridiculous. That was the nearest they've ever got. But today they got one to the door. Now, I do have Micropore. Not sure I had that much in the way of gauze, though. I could show you a picture, Kim. It was bad. It was really bad. There's, like I say, it's just a tiny bump now and it doesn't hurt or anything. So there's no plaster on it anymore. Mike, however, said, when I venture out in the garden, I've got to be fully goggled up, gloved up, the lot. Last year, we were very lucky, because that would have been the year before. It would have been the late summer of 2018 when that happened. But last year, I think I only had to do it once. The year before, we had constant rain followed by heat. Rain, heat, rain, heat. And what was happening was, it was just growing like topsy. Nothing you could do. So we had to go out about 19 times. But this year, last year, wasn't bad at all. I'm hoping for the same this year, seeing as though we can't get out. What's everybody's gardens going to be looking like? Terrible, terrible. Right, what else has happened today? Oh, Paul from Ohio has put in, if you're in the Slack group, and if you're not in the Slack group, join the Slack group. The Slack group is at, let me put that in for you. So macbytes.co.uk/slack. And we have loads of chat in there and share all kinds of things. And what Paul had put in today was a couple of things about Zoom. We were saying how popular Zoom was. Mike's in Zoom right now. Right now, let me have a quick look. Because I've tunneled through and he doesn't know. Oh, there they all are. There they all are. Excellent. Oh, I see them all. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 11 of them in there. Oh, they all look fabby. They all look fabby. But the problem with Zoom is they're finding quite a few serious security problems with it. So there's a lot of links in there about that. One of the ones I found was saying that I think this one was from Paul, because I had about four or five links. Let me try and find it. The freebies, it's not on that one. And they were saying that they were going to beef up security. You know, now the horse is galloping away. Yeah, that saga. So hopefully they will. There was another one in Slack. So let me get Slack up. So I'll see where all these were. There we go. No, that was Jonathan's dinner. It's probably under text chat. There it is. Paul posted one about Zoom doing penetration testing to resolve fears about security. Now, the reason that this is critical, the UK government are using this. And they're not making a show of it either. Jonathan mentioned it being rebranded as something else in his company. But the government aren't sort of putting a different badge on it. They're letting everybody know it's Zoom. They'll be hacked right and left. But that's what Paul put in there about what they were testing next. So good to see they're taking it seriously. So Kelvin says, I took the top of my finger off with edge trimmer twice. Wife banned me. Oh, Kelvin. I've got a friend who did that with a saw. Laugh if it was, this guy never did any DIY. And all of a sudden he was in the smallest bedroom. And you know, in the UK, a small bedroom is small. He was doing some work with a jigsaw and took his finger off. Literally half his finger. He had the finger. So they headed off to hospital with it. He ends up in the bed with it, with his arm slung up. And they tried to sew the finger back on, but it didn't take. So they had to take it off. So he ended up with 9.5 fingers. It's dangerous. It is dangerous. There you go. Jonathan says it's rebranded as Ring Central and BT Cloud Phone. Hadn't heard of either of those. There's one called, is it Big Crayon? Big something. But the thing is with Zoom, they've just kind of cornered the market. It becomes a standard. And then rather than push back against the fact their security isn't great, what you're doing is you're going with the flow because it's easier than retraining them in something else. So Zoom really need to look at their act, get their act together at the other end. Absolutely. I retweeted your thing, Jonathan. So that's already gone on my account. You guys will ensure I'll always have a job after the pandemic. Oh, yes, Pete, if you want to get into orthopaedics, no problem at all. Although I'm a bit of a dead loss. I'm not sure what you'd have to do to get me to the hospital. Well, I am, actually. I have been when I was in absolute dire agony. That's the only thing that gets me to a hospital, dire agony. And I'd rather not do it again. The last time I went, I had no idea what it was. They had no idea what it was. But the woman in the bed next to me, I was there for a week, and at the end of it, we were none the wiser. But the woman in the bed next to me went, I think it's what I've got, and I'm back every 3 months. And I looked at her and smiled and mentally said to myself over my dead body. That's when I started to get serious with game fit and keeping that way. Some people enjoy it. My gran used to see going to a hospital as like a holiday. Mind you, it was if you'd been on holiday with my father. No, she'd have a bag packed ready. She'd have all her little books in it. And if it was less than a fortnight, she'd be really peeved. Of course, this was a long time ago when the NHS weren't quite as stressed as they are now. Bet she wouldn't want to go in right now. special holiday. Yeah, we've done that one. You're welcome, Jonathan. You're welcome. I think we should get all the bank holidays back. I really do. But like I said, maybe people will be chomping at the bit to get out and get back to work. Mind you, Mike and I are working harder than we were before, I think. He said that to me the other day. Hence, cancelling this holiday and putting in all these Excel courses. AstraZeneca, where he works, actually got a mention today in the government briefing. I think it was in regard to some... what's that test, Pete? The one... Not the one to see if you've got it, the one to see if you've had it. The something test. Nope, it escapes me. My brain is far too full with all of the other stuff. Antibody test. Is it the antibody test? That one. The one that well, they're working on it, apparently. Because I said to Mike, you know, they've rejigged everything. So all of the staff that can work from home are working from home. The rationale for that is to keep two distinct departments going. One is the production line, which is producing, if not medications for COVID, medications particularly for cancer patients who still need their medication. So by keeping all of the admin workers off-site, they have more space to work, so they can be safe working. The other department that needs to be protected is the research department. So basically all of the admin buildings are closed. So they're either closing them or delousing them and using them as like a rest area just to spread people out. But I think at least 3 days a week they are completely closed. But that means there's less people driving to site, there's less people on site, there's less need for testing. So I think Mike's going to be here for the absolute foreseeable. Poor guy. He's a very people-y person, is Mike. Very people-y. So he's just got me and Lola at the minute. That's why every day I say, you're stir crazy yet, babe. But he's telling me, not yet. That's the one. The antibody, if you have it, antigen test. That's the one. No, that's the current one. If you've had it. Antibody. Yes, I was right. That one. That one, Pete. Well, they're working on that. That's what they're working on at the moment. So the government mentioned that. Mike missed the call. He was out with Lola. But I did tell him when they got back. So the scientists who have up to now not had the need to compile data themselves, where they would hand that off to an analyst, they're doing that, some of that themselves. So hence all the demand for Excel training that Mike's doing. And the Excel training he's doing is kind of high-end statistical analysis stuff for all the scientists and their assistants. So he's now got another, how many holidays did we have? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think he's now got another 9 days that he can throw at that. Eventually, we will get these holidays and eventually we'll get to go somewhere with them. Although I think it's possibly safer just to stay here. But I would like people to come in and do the jobs that we need doing, like the fence panels. These fence panels have needed replacing since December 2015. We just kept putting it off and we'd actually said, right, not putting it off anymore. We're going to do it in the Easter holiday. So I take full responsibility for this outbreak. As soon as we decide to do something, calamity hits. Right, so the wife's WI wanted to do Zoom. Kelvin, you're bad. You're bad. You need to pass on best practices, which leads me nicely into what we're doing tomorrow night in After Hours, because that's on the list. Let me have a look how many Mike's got in. How many has he got in now, bless him? Quite a few more. Quite a few more. They're all lining themselves up. Oh, what's so sweet. There's a guy here, just got into the meeting, and he must be mid-80s, at the very least mid-80s. And he's on his wife's iPad. He doesn't do tech, but she is amazing. She's the same age he is, and she is amazing. So she's got him in there. He looks like he's asleep, bless him. But he's in there, so they're happy. They're doing all right next door. You can stop the Zoom bombing. It's all to do with the settings. So I'll be demonstrating that tomorrow. Now, obviously, we're coming up to 11 minutes to 8 in the UK. And tonight, just like last Thursday, we are doing a clap for carers. In fact, it's all been extended. It's been extended to all of the NHS workers and any frontline workers. And that's going all the way to street cleaners who are out there cleaning the streets for us at the moment. So anybody in any position of any kind of caring or frontline duties, that's what it's all for tonight. Now, last week, our road didn't do bad, but the main road could have done better. So we're hoping to see better from the main road tonight. So what I intend to do is, just like last week, I'll ring myself on Skype, because, you know, why not? And then I'll take you outside on Skype and you can hear it all. So that's the plan. So I'll probably be going down in around about 9 minutes, I would guess. So I'll have to dial myself in first as well. That'll be fun, won't it? It worked last week, though. Now, last week, Mike and Lola came out, but if you remember, Madam disgraced herself. Right, royally disgraced herself by escaping off the lead. This was because she's normally on a harness. She has a lead as well, because it's UK law that you have to have a lead and a name tag on. But she had that on and we just hooked the lead onto it. We won't be out long, we said. She'll be fine, we said. Yeah, right. No, just like Maya, off the lead, 30 seconds. So Mike said, are you taking her out? And I said, no, I'm going to leave her inside tonight. I'm not going to do that. Not if you're not coming with me and there's half a dozen of us to run up the street and catch her. So, but I'll be going down. I'll be opening the door. I'll be able to see the house opposite. And probably about 8 to 10 others. So let's see how many come out. Has been advertised. I wouldn't say it's been advertised as heavily as last week's, though. So we'll see how that goes. Right, what else have we got? you enjoy that, Kim. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think some will do it. It was all over the front of one newspaper. Well, when I say newspaper, don't like any of the UK newspapers. But hopefully it will. In fact, what they've said is every Thursday night at 8 o'clock until this is all dealt with. I actually thought it would be nice to carry it on because the NHS is there for us, whether there's a crisis or not. There's always a personal crisis for somebody if they need to seek medical advice. So it would be nice to carry on. Let's see what happens when it's all done. Oh, I don't know if anybody outside the UK has heard the latest on Boris. He's still got symptoms. He's still self-isolating. He is supposedly running the government, but he's certainly not coming in and facing journalist questions right now. He's looking a little bit rough around the edges, this poor Boris. I think we should, don't you, Jonathan? And you've got a fantastic view where you are. You panned round last week, and I have to put that in the show notes, and you can see loads. It was quite dark last week, darker than I expected, and to be honest, it is now as well. Now, our clocks went back, so I expected it to be much lighter, but it's still pretty dark out there, and I'm not going to have Mike with me to assist in any kind of way, but I'm going to try it anyway, and you'll hear me clapping if nobody else, but the lady opposite usually comes out. In fact, she's such fun, and she said, look at this, let's be having them. And I said, just like New Year, you and me. Those are the two of us went out in New Year to let the new year in, but we did, so there's no excuse. There's absolutely no excuse, but we'll see how that goes. So what else have I got on for tomorrow? One thing that bubbled up from our conversations this week, which is why maroon's fabulous, isn't it? I get a good idea for what you're looking for, was Keynote and things that I take for granted in Keynote that clearly you do not take for granted in Keynote. Now, there's no point me asking you what it is you don't know that you'd like me to talk about. But if you're trying to do anything specific in Keynote, so maybe you want to do whizbang animations or something, let me know. Because how I'm going to do it, Jonathan wanted to know about slide design and how I made the decision to do something in Affinity Designer as opposed to doing it in Keynote. And most of my work is between the two. So I'll do that. Then there was the object list and how to use that and get the most from it. And then Jonathan wanted to know how I actually put together the presentation for After Hours. So the reason that's important is there's no point me showing you how I put the thing together in hindsight, because by 9 o'clock tomorrow night, hopefully, she said, need to sleep permitting, the presentation for tomorrow night will be done. But what I would do is he's going to try and stay awake. Oh, but Jonathan, that would ruin our game. What we have to do is when we think, oh, we've not heard from Jonathan in a while, we do the klaxon for Isaac's manoeuvre. And if there's no response, we know he's gone. So it's just a matter of working out what time he actually went. But what I thought I'd do is if you give me ideas for topics in this show tonight and Maroon tomorrow night, then I can put them on the agenda for the week after, which will be it'll be Friday the 10th. The 10th. So what I could do is I could show you how I build a framework in Keynote for a show a week in hand. There you go. So that's what I intended to do. So this is why it's very important that you let me know what you want to cover. If not this week, then next week. So that was creating a presentation. The other bits were just random tips and tricks that I know. I assume other people know, but maybe they don't. But if you give me an idea of what it is you struggle with. So one of the things I mentioned was multiple layers for different languages. That would be fabulous. But you can't even toggle the visibility of something off. It drives me insane. And the stuff they add is like, useless by comparison. So let me know what it is that you would like to do, or maybe something that PowerPoint does. We can also have another session on actually making the presentation. I did mention how I did it with 27 iPads at one point, which was brilliant. But to demonstrate that, I'd have to clear the entire desk and then line all the stuff up, which I can do as long as I know far enough in hand to do it. Right, we're coming up to 4 minutes to go. So I'm not going to move yet. We'll move in 4 minutes. Just wondering whether I should ring myself in Skype just to prove I can rather than leave you up here. That would be terrible, wouldn't it? Right, let me get my Skypey thing up because I'm sure I logged in as somebody else. I logged in as MacBytes, didn't I? That's right. Oh, there we go. I'm logged in as MacBytes. Awesome. So technically speaking, if I mute myself on that pipe, that one there, I should be able to ring myself. Let's see if that works. Am I ringing myself? That should work. Let's have a listen. Oh, can you hear that? Excellent. Let's accept my own call. And hopefully you've not got me in stereo. Not yet. I shall pass over myself in stereo. Can't actually hear myself. No, I can hear myself on my phone. That's fine. Does all of that seem fine? Then all I need to do is open up a pipe at the minute I leave the house, which will be in 2 minutes. So if that all sounds fine, let me know. Right, let me put that down so I can't hear myself twice. That's bad enough. We are going to place bets on it, Jonathan. It's our new game. So Pete said he's working at home tomorrow. Oh, excellent. And it depends if the Wi-Fi will let me log into YouTube. Plague accommodation. I know the feeling. Rachel's gone into that. Rachel's no longer doing anything other than driving to work and driving home. And we had a calamity yesterday, Pete, with the scrubs. Can't get scrubs small enough for our girl. So they've got her in these scrubs that are falling down. She's only a size 6, bless her. She could probably get away with a 4. And there are no scrubs small enough. So she's trying to get them on Amazon. I didn't realise the NHS staff had to get their own scrubs off Amazon. But it's on 5-week back order or something. I did see a company that I've... Alexandra. And they're making their own at the moment. Right, I am going to work magic with this now. So you may hear two of me as I leave the room. But what I'm doing is taking you downstairs. Right, there's now two of me.
At least I hope there's two of me.
Let me know if there's two of me.
Right, I'm heading down.
I've decided to delay the meeting.
Oh, right, you're coming with me. Yeah. Oh, excellent. Can you just get Brooklyn's up on there, make sure they can actually hear me as I'm doing this thing down here. So we're all going down. Lola's looking at us a bit like, what are you doing?
Just
get it up in a browser window. Okay, so I'm at the bottom of the stairs. We are about to get outside. Madam's looking totally disinterested. I should really take a photo. Right, what I'm doing here is blocking her in. There we go. And we'll head out. Anybody keys. Bothering? Keys. There you go. Anybody out there?
It's lighter than it was
last week. A little bit, yeah. Could well be just us and Lola at this rate. Not seeing anybody else. You're staying there, girl. You're staying there. Have you got the keys?
No, I just gave them
to you. Oh, I've got them in that door. That's fine. Right, is anybody about? Or is it just us? What's the time? Is it 8 o'clock?
A minute to eight.
This is really weird when I can't see your chat, but we're outside. It's all very eerily quiet. The dog's trying to get out. Oh, I hear some doors opening. I think I hear some doors opening. I don't actually see anybody, though. Give me a shout when it's 8, and I'll start the clapping. There we go. Don't know if you can hear that. I hear pots and pans. So I'm going to do the clapping. Here we go. Yep, we have people across the way. We have some friends looking out the windows who can't come out. Fireworks. Yay. I hope you're listening, Pete. I'm at the gate now. See how many others are coming out. I don't know where the ones who were that were like that out last week, but we're here. More fireworks. It's amazing, isn't it? Brilliant. Congratulations to everybody who's bothered. And if you've not, you're despicable. Just saying. Get back, Lola. I'll go and wave to the family across the road. There we are. There's the neighbours. I think the lady opposite's just coming out as well. Oh, this is going on longer than last week. Oh, I think you'll have heard that one. All the kids are out. This is amazing. People opposite have got bells. There's a lady self-isolating. I think she's in her 90s, giving us a wave. That's Maureen. So let's wave to Maureen. Car horns. Hear that? Oh, I think this is much busier than last week, don't you? It's much busier than last week. It's fantastic. Hey! It's a lot lighter so you can see everybody. Oh, let's give them a clap as well. Waitrose delivery. Not to us, sadly. Brilliant. Fantastic. More fireworks. These fireworks are amazing to see as well. I don't know where they've got them from, but they are industrial strength. Fantastic. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Bloke walking up the street, 7, 8. Yep, about 12 houses around us, which is all of our street and opposite. Way more than last week. Way more. Word's getting out. That's fantastic. Brilliant. I hope the news have caught it all. Going on much longer than last week as well. Still got more fireworks. The birds are scared to death. They're scarpering. Brilliant, brilliant. And even Mike went into his meeting. And they've had 5 minutes so they can come out and join us. Fantastic. Right, I will head back in. Lola's going mental. You're outside, Mummy, and I'm not. Whee, there we go. Oh, right, I'm about to make my way upstairs, but to do that, I've got to lock up all the doors. So bear with me, because we're not doing the door touching thing either. Right, that's locked. Let me put the chain on. Let me grab my other phone. Oh, what's he done with me? Right, I can hear myself now, twice. Right, so I'm turning that down. Okay, Lola, I'm putting your bed back. Really should do video for this. I'm getting a really disgusted look. You moved my bed to get out of the house. It sounds like a jail, doesn't it? But there you go. Right, your bed's going back, Lola. You're gonna bark. You're gonna say hello. Come on, Lola. You say hello. She's just licked the microphone. Lovely. I'll sort that out later. Right, heading back upstairs. So for a fraction of a second, you'll probably hear two of me, maybe three, as to terminate this call and get back. It's a damn good idea ringing myself. Right, at the top of the stairs, heading into the office and handing my over to my previous self on the main microphone. Right, I'm back, and there should only be one of me. Woo! Right, let me catch up on the chat. Right, Peter just posted and I'd missed it. Right, let me go back here. Oh, right, down we go. Down we go, boy. Mike's left me running on another phone. Right. So Pete's saying he's on Friday to Sunday. Staying in the hospital Friday and Saturday night. Not sure whether what the Wi-Fi will be like. You should be given precedence as long as you don't touch mine, Pete. Giving precedence with everybody else's. I hope it is quiet for you. One thing I will say here today, I said to Mike, there's more people out on the roads. I mean, the buses are still running. What for? No one can go anywhere. But there were more cars today. The thing is, when you're thinking to yourself, well, they shouldn't be on the road. Maybe they're these volunteers and they're doing volunteer stuff. So actually,
You really don't know, do you? But let me catch up. I hope there's nobody out doing stupid stuff, like stabbing themselves or something, Pete. Having said that, there was a story about a murder, wasn't there? Four people murdered and a dog in a house. And you're like, how? World's gone crazy. Right. Some restaurants are giving meals. Yeah, we've got quite a few who are doing that. Casalada. I'm liking that. People were taking bells out tonight. You know the kind that you kind of put you... There's like a grip on the back and then like a horseshoe shape of bells. They were taking those out. There were pots and pans and there were some fantastic fireworks. I mean, I'm sure you heard... Let me know if you heard the fireworks. There was at least one that was that loud. It sounded like a bomb going off. They always seem to come from the same area. It's behind a pub that's not too far away. And they always do seem to have the most amazing fireworks. And Jonathan says it was better than last week as well. I'm surprised, Jonathan, because I thought last week was really, really pushed. And I felt that this week wasn't until this morning. And I thought it'd be so sad if it wasn't as good as last week's. But no, there were more people out here than last week. They were out for longer. Next door, the entire family were out. So they've got a dog, a mum, dad and two kids. Everybody opposite was out. Even the people who were on lockdown turned their lights on the inside. So you could see that they were clapping along, but on the inside. I think that's one of the really best things to come from this. I think Kim's right there. We should acknowledge what we've got instead of arguing about it. You know, I'd rather have the NHS than politicians. They've proved themselves to be pretty useless so far. They're not 6 feet away from each other, Pete. Oh, my. We were. Only Mike and I were close. Everyone else was at least a house width away. Honestly, we weren't out on the street, So Jonathan says we've got people beating on pots and pans and the dogs are rather confused. Yeah, Lola was less than impressed. She'd have been all right if she was outside and looking. But after last week's little incident, that won't be happening. Oh, well, that was fun, wasn't it? That was fun. I'm liking this. I really do think that's one of the best things to come out of it, that everybody's supporting everybody else at the moment. I've seen lots of companies who are dropping off meals for the NHS and things like that. And that hospital in London, the Nightingale, they said with it being a conference centre, it was surrounded by hotels. And they said that some of the hotels had offered beds for the staff to sleep in so they don't have to go too far. That's a nice gesture if that's true. I think the dogs will recover. The one next door is actually quite quiet, considering he's a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, which has a bit of a reputation. And he looks as hard as nails, but he's so soft. So, so soft. Right, well, that was great fun. I'm looking forward to seeing the videos of everybody... from everybody later. I'll catch up with the news. They did a little piece last week where they showed you all the different cities. So that'll be good as well. Right, what were we talking about? We were talking about what I'm going to do tomorrow and what I'm going to do next week. So has anybody thought of anything? Sophie said a hotel would be nice. I've got 60-star hospital accommodation. That's not the best, is it, Pete? When you said 60-style, it reminded me of a hotel in Liverpool, the Ibis. And they did a complete makeover of this hotel. And each floor is themed. And with it being in Liverpool, it's a Beatles-themed. Every floor is Beatles-themed. So one's like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and another one's Strawberry Fields. And when we went to that conference last year, we were staying way out of the city centre. We were staying up towards Aintree because I said to Mike, I am not going from the centre of Liverpool in a coach. As it happens, I think it was Cup Final Day on top of everything else. And the drivers didn't turn up. Basically, they were watching the Cup Final and it went into extra time. And the coach driver didn't turn up. So Mike and I, who'd got there under our own steam in a taxi, we were fine. But the rest were stuck at the hotel and they were an hour and 45 minutes late leaving the hotel to get to the evening dinner. They were so late that we were actually sitting down to the starter and they were still on the road. And you know all these people who are like, oh, technology, it's a flash in the pan thing. I was going around taking photographs of the seating plan and pinging it to people on the bus so they knew what table they were on before they got there. I was taking pictures of the outside, telling them exactly which way to go, where to pull up for the quickest. It all worked fantastically. But the hotel, when this couple checked in, I'm trying to remember what on earth the theme was. It could have been the Strawberry Fields one, I'm not sure. But they went in their room and they took some photographs and sent them. And I said to Mike, are you supposed to sleep in that? The walls were psychedelic. They were black and white with like a zigzag pattern on them with big red patches on it. Oh, it freaked me out. So when he said 60s style, I thought they'd give you some decent stuff at an Ibis. Clearly not. Clearly not. Oh, good grief. The on-call room in the Navy and there were fleas in the blanket. Oh, this is bad. Now, that reminds me of the NHS when I was a girl. I went in when I was 21, so it would have been 1988. And I was there for, well, not as long as they wanted me. Maybe Pete could tell us. Is this a doctor thing, Pete? I went in on the Friday, had an operation. You can leave early next week. That to me means Monday or Tuesday. Monday was a bank holiday. Doctor wasn't there. That got to the middle of the week. I thought, right, Wednesday then. No, still wanted me in on Wednesday. On Wednesday, it was later in the week. I thought, just a minute, do you mean a week on Friday? By this stage, I wasn't happy, particularly because it was at that point, it was over the bank holiday, the early May bank holiday weekend. I was revising for my finals. I couldn't think straight. It was chaos. And I just wanted to go home. So is this what they say? Early next week means Thursday. And later in the week means the following week. Is this what you do? Because that's what I thought they were doing. In the end, you'll love this, Pete. Naughty, naughty me. Kick you out as soon as you're away. Yeah, I think times have changed, haven't they, Pete? Now it works the way I do. Yeah, if I'm awake, let me go home. No, they just wanted us to stay. But it was pretty bad, to be honest. This is why I avoid doctors like the plague. Apart from Pete. Pete's very special. They said, oh, the weather's lovely and it's a bank holiday. Let's all go and sit outside the ward. I thought, I don't like the sun. Why don't you all sit outside the ward and leave me in here to have some peace? So that's what happened. They all came back in looking like tomatoes. It gets on to night shift and there was like a minimum of staff. It was back in the day, Pete, when the wards were a long room and you could see everybody, which was just as well. There was a lady in the bed opposite who was not supposed to get out of the bed. And the one next to me said to me, I don't feel well. And I looked across to her. She was as red as a tomato. And I said, have you had anything to drink? Because you look like you've got, oh dear, heat stroke. She collapsed in front of me. We were right at the far end of the ward as well. So I thought, gonna need some help here then. So, because I just had an operation. I wasn't picking her up and putting her back in bed. So I pushed on the buzzer. Nothing. So I shouts across to this woman who's supposed to be bedridden and said, can you press the button? So she's pressing her button, nothing. She said, is she all right? I said, no, she's out cold. So not only did she look like she had sunstroke, but she'd just gone and I didn't know if she'd hit her head or anything. So I said, you'll have to go and get somebody. I said, I'll put her in the recovery position and check she's breathing. So this woman who wasn't supposed to get out of bed ended up getting out of bed, running all the way up the ward, out into the corridor, couldn't find anybody there, ended up in the canteen till she found somebody and dragged them back. Yeah, she had heat stroke. I thought, no excrement, Sherlock. By then, I had got her in the recovery position and I was just about to drag a bottle of oxygen over to her. This is why I avoid them. I mean special in a good way, Pete. All right, what have we got on here? Okay, good night, Jonathan. Company quiz. Oh, loving that one. Yeah, they do kick you out now. I know they do. I don't know why. They just don't want to kick me out, Pete. I noticed there were people in there and they were more than willing to stay. And they'd have their consultant come round, look at them in the morning and say, like, you're ready to go. And they'd say, oh, I don't feel comfortable or confident. Can I stay another day? And I'm like, these are lock-upable. And then the mental unit was in the building next door. And I'm like, there's one for them. No, he found that quite normal. Oh, well, OK, then. I thought, I'm in here. He's going to come across and he's going to say, you can go. Comes across, takes one look at me. I'm as fit as a fiddle. Can't wait to get out the door. He said, I think we'll have to keep you in for another couple of days. Well, by the Saturday morning. Oh, and that's another thing, Pete. You need to explain this to me. It might be different now. But back then, I wasn't allowed to have any clothes. They instructed my mother to take my clothes away. I thought, if you think that's going to stop me leaving when I'm ready, you're deluded. So it came to the Saturday morning and I thought, right, I've had enough now. This was supposed to be 3 to 4 days and it's now day 8. I'm gone. I had saved up my 10 pences. Yes, it was one of the phones on wheels that you walked around. And I thought, I'm going to ring my mum and I'm going to tell her, get down here, I'm going. I know it'll be against medical advice. Don't care beyond caring. So I gets on the phone to her, puts 10p in. She wasn't at home. I thought, seriously? And I figured she'd gone out to buy me stuff. And so Pete said, we generally keep your clothes with you now. I'm glad about that, Pete. No, they told Mum they had to take them away. I think they thought I'd leg it. So what I did was I got the plastic bag I had all the 10p pieces in and I started counting it out. And I'm seriously wondering if I've got enough for a taxi to go to get home. Obviously, I had the slight issue of no clothes. I had a nightdress, but that was it. And I thought, I'm thinking it would be 50-50 whether I would get out and get in a taxi before they had me committed. So I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to risk it. If I haven't heard by 2 o'clock, I'm off. I'm just going to sign out and I'm gone. Luckily, at that stage, my mum got in touch and she came down, I think it's about 12 o'clock. And I said, right, I'm done, I'm going. And she said, oh, they're letting you go. I said, well, no, but I'm just going to tell them I'm off. Well, they got this junior doctor, she looked about 12, to come down to reason with me. There was no reasoning with me. I was saying, you're not treating the individual patient, you're treating the ailment and I'm going. And she's saying, you've got 36 stitches, you're not going anywhere. And I said, oh, yes, I am. And I did sign myself out. That was on a Saturday. So my plan was I'd go down to London for my revision course the next day. Just needed Dad to drive. So we did. Left the hotel in the evening. They left the hospital in the evening. Dived across back home, get some food and stuff. Got in the car at 3 o'clock in the morning and drove down to London for a revision course. Not quite sure how I made it up the 36 flights of stairs. No lift. But I did. So me and my stitches headed off to the revision course. Then me and my stitches went home. On the Monday, me and my stitches had to visit the GP and explained why I was with stitches. But to be fair to her, I do have a very good relationship with my GP. I ignore her and she ignores me. She was quite cool about it. She wanted to see them, but she was quite cool. Yes, I sort the nurse out with that. And she said, I don't suppose I'm going to see you again for a checkup, am I? I said, no, probably not. She said, fair enough. And that was that. So I was fine. Funnily enough, they didn't call me back for a checkup either. The hospital. Yeah, I think in the end, they were glad to see the back of me. But hey, that's what it was like here back then. Couldn't keep you in for long enough. Now can't get you out fast enough. How times change, Pete. How times change. I know one guy at the church had just had a hip replacement and he was in less than 24 hours. I couldn't believe it. But he's doing really, really well. So doing some good work there. The turnover must be astronomical. So don't forget, guys, I want to know what you want me to cover in After Hours, because tomorrow night I'm going to put together the presentation for the following week. So if you want something at any point in the next 10 days, you're going to need to tell me about it. So email me, ping me on Facebook, ping me on Skype, put it in the Slack channel, or let me know in the chat right now. Oh, Kim's put a link into the Seattle Field Hospital. How's your field hospital coming along, Pete? The Excel Centre looks amazing. Haven't seen much of it today. I'm presuming patients are arriving. Manchester's still being created. Oh, let me make that a bit wider. It's not letting me see it too well. That looks very military, doesn't it? There was a lovely interview yesterday, Kim. I'll try and find it. It was an interview with one of the army planners. And he said, He was responsible for creating the one in Excel in London. And he said, this is what I do. And it was supposed to take something like 15 days and it took 9. And he was really laid back about it. And he just looked at the, you know, the journalists were asking ridiculous questions as though he'd like had a magic wand. And he just looked at them and went, this is what I do. I thought, oh, he's cool. I like him. He's cool. So, yeah, that was good. So you've got to let me know what you want me to cover in After Hours. I'll if there's something tomorrow night that you remember in After Hours, I'll try and include it. I've got tomorrow sorted. It's the next one because Jonathan wants to know about how I do that. And I had a good old look at the latest version of Keynote, hoping against hope it made certain things easier. Didn't. But I'll show you what it can do. Can't say fairer than that. Show you what it can do. So what has everybody got planned for tomorrow? It's Friday tomorrow. So am I relaxing in any kind of way? Probably not. Probably not. Mike's still doing his meeting. Mike's got a lot of training planned for tomorrow. I will attempt to bring some order from the chaos that is my entire system at the moment. But other than that, no, not can honestly say not planning on going out anywhere or anything. No deliveries due. Not that I'm aware of. I've got some deliveries, but some of the Amazon stuff is now on a week delivery. So that won't be here till next week. We do have dog food. Can't say fairer than we do have dog food. And that's all that matters to us. So other than that, just a matter of keeping yourself entertained, isn't it? Which for Mike and I has not proved difficult because it's been one calamity after another. When Mike's finished tonight, we're going to have to work out what's wrong with MacBytes FM. It is a server problem, I can tell you that. But even having logged in and had a look at it, there doesn't seem to be much we can do with it at the moment. So we might that might need a support ticket. We'll test it before tomorrow night's Marooned. And if we have the same problem, we will decamp to Brooklands just like we have tonight. Sorry about that, Brooklands people. But hey, we have a lot of fun, so maybe you could join us. That would work. That would work. So Anthony says he's hopefully getting a new office chair. Oh, cool. Where from? Have you gone for an IKEA one? Our office chairs are, can't remember the name, Marcus. A Marcus from IKEA. We have two Marcuses. Mine used to squeak, but it's given up. Mike squeaks crazily. They have got 10-year guarantee, but I think we probably bought them at least 9 to 10 years ago. But when all this mess is over, we're going to treat ourselves to two new chairs. Yes, Kim, I will, Kim. I will. I had some very important, well, it wasn't important, actually, until it was. Yeah, well, we were doing something ready for Sunday and it got pulled forward unceremoniously, which meant it needed dealing with. Anyway, it was all dealt with and I managed to get some sleep. So I don't actually worry about what time I sleep. We've got those curtains that are incredibly dark, so it doesn't really matter. All I did was put the blanket on, the electric blanket. I said to Mike, make sure that electric blanket's on. I intend to snuggle up in it. And he said, yeah, but don't put your feet where Lola prefers. So when she'd had her walk, she came back and she joined me and the two of us were snoozing nicely while Mike started his day job. Excellent, excellent. Oh, furniture at work. Oh, do you know, when all this is over, I'm thinking like, I'm going to redo the office. now you sat in it 23 and a half hours a day. I think I'm going to redo the office and do something with it. I'll probably make things more permanent with the lighting. That's one thing I think would make a difference. So I'll do that. Yeah. But we can look forward to all of that, can't we? When it is all over. So the idea of spending the next 12 weeks sat on it wasn't nice. No, I've been looking around and I must admit this has happened to me a lot where I'm thinking there are things I can't replace now, or at least not without a long wait. And I'm looking around thinking, where are the weak spots here? So, you know, the audio cable, the microphone cable, Mike and I have broken two of them. Well, we didn't break them. They just died. And I said to Mike, it's on 4-week back order, but I'm going to order it anyway. I said, because we don't know what's going to happen. I said, I do have a couple of spares, but they're quite short. So we've ordered a long audio cable. If one of our chairs went, we do have another one in the studio, so we could deal with that. We also bought a dining room set and they're downstairs. So at a pinch, we could bring up a dining chair. But I start looking around thinking, oh, what if a monitor broke? Oh, what if a microphone failed? Because you're at the point where everything technical is on a huge back order. We'll just have to, fingers crossed that nothing else happens. So my plan for tonight is coming off air, apologising to Brooklyn's people for the hijack. Never mind. And trying to sort out what's wrong with the radio station. Then it's full steam ahead for tomorrow night with lots of tips and tricks about creating slides, making presentations, putting the wow in presentations, and behind the scenes of how I put one together for After Hours, which hopefully will have real content in it because you will have told me what you want. Right, but that's it for today. So it's good night from me. It's good night from Mike, who's still in his other meeting, probably being there till about 10 o'clock. And we will both see you next time, which is tomorrow. Most importantly, stay safe, guys. Stay happy.